gang, welcome to another episode of Backlog Barbecue. This is Alex, and I'm joined by Ted and Ari. How's it going, folks?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sorry, by the way. I keep remembering, like, that our recording schedule is on Wednesday, but we had since moved it to Tuesday, so... it's because of that, this is actually going to be, like, a shorter episode than normal, so, yeah. And also because probably Ted and I will want to go back to Final Fantasy XIV because patch 2.3 came out.
Speak for yourself, Evo starts on Friday.
Wait, are you serious? It's this Friday?
Yeah, I'm leaving for Vegas in 2 days.
Wow, you must be excited.
I think I could do okay in Killer Instinct, you know?
Yeah?
You hear they spiked the pot with $10,000 for that one?
Who spiked it?
Razer, the makers of my left-handed gaming mouse, and... They make other things, too. But left-handed gaming mice. Shout-outs to Razer for making a mouse I can use.
That's nice, but that's kind of a weird sponsorship, given that mice to use.
You know, Razer also makes a joystick called the Atrox Stick, which is only for Xbox 360. And you know why it's only for Xbox 360? CEO doesn't own a PlayStation.
But it's an Xbox One game? Head not working.
Oh, I'm going to break your brain. BlazBlue has been spiked with $30,000, making it the richest game at Evo.
Really? What?
BlazBlue, of all games, has a $30,000 pot.
And how many people are participating in it?
About 500.
Less or more than typical games?
That's right in the middle. I mean, if you pull out Street Fighter, it's dead in the middle.
Oh, okay. Huh.
And so this is confirmed Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is a poverty fighter.
Oh, really? It's like the lowest pot?
Well, poverty fighter is a joke for, like, weird anime games like Arcana Heart and that game I gave 5 out of 10 to that I can't remember, Aquapotsu.
Yeah. Oh, so basically it's the lowest pot out of all the anime games?
No, we're just making fun of Marvel.
Oh, okay.
Even though Marvel has the second most players. So Axis put in the money, and I don't know where they got the money from. I guess all the sales of X-Blaze, Code Embryo, whatever.
Maybe.
There'll be this and that. I don't think it's going to be any major announcements, because last year they announced Ultra, and that was about as big as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
That's also, you know, last year they announced Martian Manhunter as well. That was when they officially revealed him for Injustice.
Oh, yeah.
It.
I remember that.
That game, I think, is down to 300 entrants. I think 400.
Oh, it dropped?
Well, it might have risen. Now that Mortal Kombat's no longer a game, it won't be featured this year at all.
Yeah, and I realize that.
Well, that one has definitely seen its time. I'm almost positive they're going to have Mortal Kombat 10 demoed there, because they had Injustice demoed there some years ago.
Yeah.
They have confirmed they're going to have Persona 4, the new one, fighting game, demoed there.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Yeah. Is there, okay, so I have to ask, is there any way that you can kind of get sound bites of people, like, for the podcast that we can kind of include maybe next week?
I have downloaded a microphone app for my phone some time ago, which I used to get audio from Mike Watson, which I transcribed. So, yeah, I can try to get some sound bites.
Yeah, like, just even you know, to anybody, maybe, you know, like, some Mortal Kombat people there and stuff. That'd be cool. Because I'm thinking, like, maybe, you know, what we can do next week is I can include all those, like, into next week's podcast and kind of just piece them together and all that shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, okay. I did not even know that Evo's this weekend. But anyways,
yeah,
yeah, I completely, like, blindsided me. How about you, Ari? How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. Usual. Bit of Hearthstone. A little bit of something else.
A little bit of Hearthstone.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
A little bit of that. Yeah, I saw your... potato salad Kickstarter.
Oh god, yeah, this is hilarious. This guy asks, okay, this is his Kickstarter, right? It's called potato salad. He says, I'm making potato salad. Basically,
really?
I'm just making potato salad. I haven't decided what kind yet.
His he asked goal, for $10.
$10, yes.
$10.
And you know, after a while, he got his $10 and then decided to make a stretch goal for $35.
Where he would make what? More potato salad, right? Like three times as much.
Yeah, and he hit that. So he set a couple other stretch goals: $75 for a pizza party, $100 for two different recipes. And he kept going. He got to his $100, and then he wanted better mayonnaise for $250, and then a better recipe for $300. And man, a third recipe at $350. Anyway, I'm going to ramble on, but It is currently, after 6 days, at $57,074.
Do you remember the Penny Arcade cartoon where they made fun of Kickstarter? Gabe posted a Kickstarter called Give Me a Bunch of Money.
Yeah.
This is that.
This is that.
Yeah.
This is literally that.
Well, this currently guy is... it's trending towards over $250,000.
What? Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Yeah. And yeah, that would be 2.5 million percent of the original goal.
Wow.
Or something like that. I'm not sure if I read that properly, but in any case, the kick track is hilarious for this, and I just thought it was funny, so I figured we should talk about it.
Yeah, it was started by Zach Danger Brown. Anybody with like the middle name Danger is okay by my book.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's funny.
That is pretty funny. So how's Hearthstone? I saw your article. I read it. And
yeah, today we got the news about the pricing for Nax. And it seems fairly reasonable. I mean, you can get the whole thing for $25, but they're giving the first wing of five away for free, so you really don't have to pay 20 if you want the other four for real money.
Mm-hmm.
The alternative is to spend 700 gold for each wing, one at a time.
Huh.
So I did a little bit of math, and I determined that you get more for your gold if you buy packs of cards than you would if you buy this expansion content. So if you are the type of person that does spend real money on video games, you'll get more out of your coins if you buy packs and you spend real money on this expansion content. So I found that pretty interesting. And that's pretty much it. We still don't have a release date. But we have pricing, so that's good.
Did you see that they've announced a heroic mode? So once you beat it, you can actually like try it even harder.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's a cool thing. I mean, pulled right out of WoW, right?
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And also, if you can complete all the wings in heroic mode, you'll get yet another card.
Yeah.
So basically, you're going to need that card for whatever reason, because you know whatever it is, it's going to be in every major deck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you do decide to go the real money route for this, you'll be spending $20 or perhaps $25 eventually. If the first wing is only free for the first about a month, is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, even for that, you get a bunch of cards, you get a bunch of single player content, and considering if you really want to, you can spend the gold on it and just earn it all for free. It seems pretty fair to me. A couple of people are a little upset that it was a little too much gold for each wing. But I think it's pretty much fair.
I predicted 500 gold a wing, but the exchange rate between gold and money seems to change whenever Blizzard feels like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but I know you've saved up all the gold, right? You could play Naxxramas for free.
I saved up over 3,000 gold coins, but I've decided I'd rather buy 30 packs and then spend $20 to get the expansion content. Because I haven't opened a new pack in a long time, and I'm just desperate for some legendary.
FYI, you have a 3% chance of getting a legendary.
Okay.
Better odds than fucking going on trying to get my Atmostones. Ugh.
Well, I believe the percentage of a legendary is like 1 in 20.
Oh, well, then I'm wrong. I thought it was 0.01%, so I'm off.
I'm buying 30 packs. I have a pretty good shot.
Okay, you know what? I whenever I go on one of my splurges, I always get a legendary. And you're getting 50% more packs than I am. There's a good chance you'll get two legendaries.
Yeah, so I'm probably going to stream it. Maybe I'll schedule it and do it, and you guys can watch me.
I can't wait for you to pull Harrison Jones and
cards.
That one guy who costs maybe we'll get two mana.
Who knows? But it should be fun. And yeah, that's pretty much it for Hearthstone for now.
Okay. Are you planning to stream like in the mornings or afternoons or I don't know.
Sorry, I just had a technical issue. What did you guys say?
Oh, just wondering, like, are you like what time are you planning to do the streams and stuff?
You know, I haven't decided that yet. I still have to get set up over here, but once I figure it out, I will put it on the website.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. I'm going to tune into that just because the potential for both shared glee and Schadenfreude is too good. I mean, if you literally want to see a man's fate defined live, tune into that stream.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there you go. I did play a couple other games this week. I jumped into Divine Divinity, which is the very first Divinity game.
Okay.
I played about 4 hours of it. I realized that the first dungeon was never going to end, and I was like, okay, I'm in old school land. It's kind of neat, but I've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of unfortunate, because I know there's a lot of great game in there. It's just, I don't know, something about playing this old Baldur's Gate-style game mm-hmm. in 2014 just isn't feeling right for me anymore. It's like I feel like I've done it already so many times, you know?
Yeah.
And then, I finished Saints Row 4.
Yay. What do you
and
think?
And I collected 100% of the data clusters.
What?
What?
Every single one.
What?
I actually found every single collectible in the game.
Well, you're free to go then.
Yep. Done. And
you collected every single blue thing in the game.
Every single one.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
I think there's like 12, 1300 of them.
Shit.
So yeah, that's done. And I played Passage while I was waiting for this podcast to start. That was enough time to play Passage.
What is Passage?
It's this old indie game. I think it came out in like 2007 or 2008. Mm-hmm. But you can see it in the special edition of Indie Game the Movie. Mm-hmm. But it's, I don't even want to really tell you about it because that kind of spoils the whole thing.
Oh, jeez. It's one of those fucking indie games
yeah,
where it's like...
it's an artsy kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
End of the story.
I just Googled it and I remember this game. Have you ever seen the parody of this game?
No.
There is a parody of Passage where... I don't want to spoil it, but basically, instead of being 5 minutes, it's 5 seconds, and it's way funnier.
Jesus.
Well,
you have to look it up, because...
Okay.
God. Oh, Passage. I'm sorry. I'm just remembering this.
Wow.
Yeah, I played it, and I kind of understood, and I kind of got it, but I kind of didn't. So it didn't quite hit me on that big, deep emotional level that it's supposed to hit people.
Mm-hmm.
But I still thought it was kind of cool. From a technical standpoint, I liked it. I mean, it was all pretty much all pixel art, but I loved what he did with pixels. So on that level, it's pretty cool.
That's cool.
And that's it. That's what I've been playing.
All right. So, Ted, have you been like just kind of working on your fighting game stuff like this week?
Yeah, I've fired up a few Killer Instinct streams and people have watched that. I worked out some kinks and people called me the old man in the rocking chair since I have a rocking chair I play in. I picked up an Xbox One arcade stick at Fry's. Those aren't the easiest to come by, but I now have 4 arcade sticks. God help me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been practicing
up to my collection of plastic guitars.
practice some Ultra Street Fighter 4. Which kind of feels like a new game somehow, even though it is probably the least new game out of all of the Street Fighter 4 iterations.
Yes. So what you're basically telling me is, like, don't attempt any streams this weekend because of Evo.
Yeah, do whatever you want. I know you're going to stream Final Fantasy 14 every time you play it. And, you know, I'm not going to stop you from leveling. If you're going to leveling, you know, share that with other people. But Ari, you don't do shit, okay?
Mm-hmm. Not a thing.
I'll
wait till you get back to open the packs.
I'll be back on Monday, and Monday there will be a special package at my door that I kind of should probably tell Rachel about, but I haven't yet.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
I haven't told her about what I got on eBay today.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's pretty
exciting. Did anyone see on cheapassgamer.com or maybe on Twitter that there was a refurbished PlayStation TV?
No.
Do you remember
the 3D TV? I almost bought that.
$100.
Yeah, I almost went for it.
I went for it. It'll be here on Monday.
Lucky.
Are they still available?
Yes.
I might actually do that.
I'm warning you right now, they don't come with 3D glasses, so I'm going to have to track those down.
Yeah.
They are refurbished, but it also means that rumor is that they have a lot of the glitches fixed, because apparently the failure rate on these was like worse than the original Xbox 360.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good then. Yeah, I'm probably going to try to get one of these, like, you know, because my roommate and I kind of talked and, you know, she wants to play Assassin's Creed Unity like in co-op, so I'm like, well, shit, we can't have like 2 big fucking TVs in the living room. So,
well,
I'm like,
you know,
this would be perfect.
Something like this monitor is great at close range. You can sit close to it and not feel like a jerk.
Right.
Wait, is it a good computer monitor, or is it mainly just for PS3 and PS4?
The problem with using it as a computer monitor is its refresh rate is 240 hertz. This will confuse a lot of computers. You may need your drivers. I'm not even counting on it to ever work on my PC, so I'm never even going to plug it into my PC.
Mm.
All right, talk me out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Besides, I'd rather wait for a nice 4K TV anyway.
Fair enough. I mean, I want it because I am a jerk. If anyone was paying attention to the Final Fantasy 14 stream when that guy was bad-mouthing Mighty No. 9, I said, dude, I just gave $250 to this game. I know way more about it than you. So
Yeah. That was a good stream, even though it was like pretty short. Like I had to like dinner and stuff, and
but one of my old coworkers, I pointed him towards you, and he may have favorited you. I know he favorited me.
Yeah, there was somebody who favorited me. Like, I didn't know who it was. I'm like, I never saw you in my stream. What the hell
was
are you?
Was his name Ab Blecken?
Yes.
That's him.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I worked with him. Briefly? He asked me if I still played Battlefield 4. I'm like, yeah, did you hear it went gold again? Oh, there's a patch that came out
totally
today.
Name dropping.
Yeah. Yeah, we're totally name dropping.
Well, you know, the streaming thing, you've got a PlayStation 4. You know.
I should get the DLC for Resogun then.
Why not?
No, I don't have the DLC for Resogun.
I heard it's actually pretty fun.
I would try the free stuff they added first. Like, you know, they had to kill all the leaderboards because of what they did to the ships, so.
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear that.
What?
Oh, okay. So
I kind of just platinumed that in the first week and never looked back.
Since you can now make every ship, any kind of ship you want with any kind of capability, someone was probably going to try to min-max and make like the best possible ship. Mm-hmm. So since that could ruin the existing leaderboards, they just reset the leaderboards.
Huh. Yep.
So that's probably the right decision.
Yeah. So that happened.
So and there's that one guy that was on the top that's like, ah!
Yep. You're back down again. Wah, wah. Yeah, so good stuff. Good stuff from everybody.
I'm still playing Cookie Clicker.
Well, yeah, of course. How about...
I've only been on top of a leaderboard once in my entire life. It was for Wick Fable of Souls on Xbox 360 the first day it came out.
Oh, man, I remember that game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that 2006?
I don't even know. That was when I was buying Xbox Live Arcade games just because.
Mm-hmm. That was back when you could turn on a setting to automatically download a trial of every new game.
Yeah.
And there's just so few games you wanted to kind of just collect them.
Mm-hmm. Well, they hadn't hit on a new game every Wednesday yet.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that was 2006. Backgammon.
I needed backgammon.
Yeah. I still need to hand you Infamous, Ari, at some point, probably sometime next week, maybe.
True that.
Huh?
True.
Yeah, true that. True that. So sometime next week we'll have to figure stuff out.
Yep, I'm sure ready to play another open world game. Yes, I am.
Well, you know, you can that you can stream. I mean, I think people will be interested in that sort of thing, but
yeah. But technically I still need to play Sleeping Dogs. I played like the first hour or so of that. And
oh man, you're gonna hate when that gets re-released on PS4.
Oh. I do want it to be re-released on PS4 because I actually really enjoy that game.
You know that got leaked, right?
Yeah.
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 Unless it's not happening and that was fake box art.
Possibly? I don't know.
What else? 3 weeks is when Last of Us gets re-released. I'm pre-ordered.
I'm pretty excited. I am excited about the Destiny beta next week. Holy shit.
That's in a week.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I just finished the alpha.
Isn't the summer supposed to be like a lull? I mean, what's going on?
It technically is. I mean, Destiny Alpha and The Last of Us are, you know, are kind of coming like in the middle and... We didn't really see like any significant releases other than like the Final Fantasy patch and I don't know what else came out. It's just that really. Yeah, I'm looking forward to more Destiny. And even though the trailer didn't like show anything about like what the beta is, because like a lot of the footage was like from the alpha, which sucks. I'm still looking forward to it. They said, like, you know, a lot of the voice acting that was quote-unquote broken from the alpha is now fixed. So that's the implication is that the, you know, like, we may come back to the moon. Who knows?
Peter Dinklage found his pants.
Yes. Yeah, he found a wizard in the moon. From the moon.
Better leave that line in.
Yeah. They probably did. They made shirts out of it to donate to charity.
Yeah, those shirts were one of the fastest selling items they've ever had, and Bungie's been around selling merchandise for pretty much my whole life.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. Are you just getting the standard edition, Ted, or are you getting the
ghost edition? So since there's four editions, the standard, the digital collectors, the physical collectors, and the light up ghost thingy edition.
Yeah.
So the difference between the physical collector's edition and the light up ghosty edition is only the light up ghost.
Ah, is it?
Yeah, that's the only difference. Yeah. Rachel, do you want a light-up ghost?
Is it...
Okay, it's not video game related. I thought it was going to be like The Ghost is the name of some kind of vibrator that I hadn't heard of. But
Is it mission? Is it like motion based?
Like I don't know.
It said It said something along like motion tracking or something, which is kind of weird.
If you take it to Disneyland, it'll glow along with all the other ghosts in time with the music.
Because it is a ghost.
So the digital collector's edition contains everything that's in the physical collector's edition that's not physical. I took a look. It's like, oh, here's an antique star chart. Here's some postcards from Earth. And it's like,
great.
I have a Halo 4 collector's edition. God knows where all that tchotchke went.
Mm-hmm.
So I am not going to get a physical copy of this game. So the question is, you know, I can reserve the regular version now, and PlayStation has a feature where if you want to go upgrade, that it's just $30 more, so you don't have to like make up your mind now.
Nice.
Yep.
That's pretty sweet. But you instantly pay for it, right? Like you have to pay for it right
away. Yep. PlayStation pre-orders are, as soon as you click checkout, you have paid. But it is going to be one of the first games to support preloading.
Nice.
Remember, The Last of Us will not support preloading, but, you know.
Yeah.
That just means you'll have to spend 5 more hours of your life not playing it instead of playing it.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
Or just play the old one.
Okay. Yeah, it's the same game, but there's like less whiskers on people's faces.
Yes. So you have this news article, Ted, about 360 owners getting a $75 voucher when they buy an Xbox One.
Selected 360 owners are seeing a thing in their email, and it's a message saying if they buy an Xbox One and use this voucher code, I guess I don't know what kind of voucher code it is. Every screen I've seen of it has it blanked out because obviously no one's going to post their voucher code. But if they go and buy an Xbox One, put in the voucher code, they'll get $75 added to their digital wallet.
Huh. Wow.
So I guess this is trying to get anyone else who hasn't bought an Xbox One. Oh, no, I thought the move to remove the Kinect boosted sales.
Mm-hmm.
Has it not moved? I mean, PlayStation hasn't done a single official deal yet. The only deal they're going to do is that Destiny bundle, which I believe saves you like $10.
I started to see some cheaper PlayStation 4s, though, like $50.
Oh, I've seen them. I see them go on sale for $380, $370, but, you know, it's not like Sony is doing official deals. Retailers can discount whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I mean, is this like... I mean, both Sony and Microsoft have been pretty mum about their sales numbers, like, after being, like, all vocal, like, yeah, we have 4 million, yeah, we have 3 million, now they're, like, completely just silent. Like, do you guys think, like, it just really, like, both platforms have just so slowed down in sales?
Well, tell you that every time I go to a electronics or game store, their PlayStation 4 is in stock. It is not an issue anymore. I have never seen it out of stock anymore. That's starting within the past month.
Okay.
Now, same deal with the Xbox One. Does that mean they're selling? I mean, I got to tell you, when I say I see them, there are one or two in the glass case. You know what I mean?
I see.
So who knows?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. I wonder, like, if that's going to be a widespread thing, like, later on, like, instead of just select Xbox owners.
Let's not forget something I remember is Xbox has really targeted marketing. They have Microsoft, which has a lot of history in customer relations management and business intelligence. They actually sell that product to a lot of companies.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're doing is I don't think this is a move to try to boost sales so much as if they are specifically targeting people, they are targeting the people that maybe have a lot of influence and will tell a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Yes, they can track that.
Yeah.
This is a very specific targeted play. It would probably have been better if this news hadn't gone as public.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you going to do? I'm sure they knew it was going to go up.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's what I think this is. I think this is a very targeted marketing play that they're using what business intelligence that they've collected to figure this out.
Exactly. Interesting. Yeah, well, we'll see, like, if it has any effects within the next month or so. I mean, we're just starting in, like, July, so we'll see if there's, like, anything that comes out of it. Maybe
we haven't even gotten through the first year of the console cycle. Remember, Gears of War, the original, didn't come out for the original Xbox 360 till after 365 days had passed. So, yeah. what's scary is the best is yet to come, but I'm literally satisfied with my console purchases today.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it definitely helped that, you know, like, there are certain key titles that came out that really kind of showed the value of the system right away. Like, even if it's, like, something as superficial as graphics or even, like, you know, somewhat tweaked gameplay. Like, you know, I feel like Titanfall was a good showcase piece with regards to gameplay and stuff for Xbox One. But, like, you know, Infamous is just, like, a really pretty game to put on your PS4. I mean, you saw it when I streamed it yesterday. It's gorgeous.
The, PlayStation 4 also, I think, has more games right now than the Xbox One. It does help that pretty much even if you don't own a PlayStation 4, you may own several PlayStation games, as many were made retroactively cross by going so back far as like 2007's Flow was made a cross by title.
That's nuts.
For PlayStation 4.
So technically you already have... Like, if, as long as you're, like, a PlayStation Plus subscriber, you already have a PlayStation 4 game waiting for you once you buy the system.
Well, yeah. I think I had I have 10 games for PlayStation 4 that I never bought for the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope they really keep that up. I mean, it would be great if they did
that
for a lot of the library.
Speaking of reverse, I guess you could call it forwards compatibility, Ari, you're a pinball fan. Do you have Zen Pinball 2 on PlayStation?
No, I don't.
Okay,
I've been buying all the pinball on my PC.
Fair enough, but when Zen Pinball 2 came out on PlayStation 4, it didn't have every table from the PlayStation 3. They got whatever they could over. Mm-hmm. Next week, they're bringing the rest over, and previous owners will get them all for free.
That's great.
The only table they can't bring over is Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2. I'm blaming that on licensing, and that table does kind of blow anyway. So, yeah. You know.
Yeah, I'm really, really happy about that. And, you know, it makes me really happy that I got those games, you know, like, pretty early on. And then, you know, just, you know, I like, the other day, I just gave the controller to my friend and had her play Flower. And, you know, like, it was, like, I remember, like, several years ago when we're all, like, kind of, you know, oogling over it because it was, like, so pretty. And
Flower
so,
was, I remember yeah. when I was at your house years ago. Mm-hmm. Was your friend sober when she was playing?
Yeah. No, not at all.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, no.
You don't need to get high to have a good time, all right?
Yeah.
Especially if you have no idea what you're doing in life.
Yeah. I remember she was like, "Oh my god, I'm moving so fast." And like she got to the level where there's like the windmills. Yeah, she's like, yeah. "Oh my god, I'm going so fast." And I was like, "No, just calm down." You know, and she has to, like, she has to put the DualShock 4 on the ground for some reason, because she keeps flying up, because she keeps pulling the controller towards her, and I'm like, no, don't do that! That's...
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a game that could have used Project Morpheus.
Yeah, totally. Because I was just telling her, like, yeah, just imagine you're, you know, the controller is just, like, not there, and you're, like, you know, you're extending your arms forward, and you're flying through the air, and apparently flying through the air is... her pulling her arms towards her and just going in a circle. So, yeah, that
maybe
happened.
It could be a Kinect game.
Oh, no. That'd be dizzying.
Okay, what Kinect games are coming out for Xbox One besides Fantasia and the new Dance Central? Ironically, both made by Harmonix.
None.
Is there a Fable game?
That new Fable game is not...
Not Kinect at all.
Kinect enabled.
Not at all.
And what Rise does... You ever play Rise?
Nope.
Okay, sometimes you have to hold down left bumper to do certain things, or you can shout the command, and guess which one is faster? It's shouting the command, but it's...
Really?
Oh, Kinect. You poor soul.
I want to Kinect.
You were once important.
The new Kinect is actually really good compared to the old one. It really... I can't believe... here's what's scary. So Rachel's playing Just Dance. I actually picked it up for her. She plays it, you know. Mm-hmm. It's what it takes. Yeah. I like my head is like I'm off to the side. Not only does it recognize me and it recognizes my face from the side, it focuses the camera on my face, so when I move around, it still keeps like my head in frame. It is like amazing. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I recently got a camera for, you know, for the stream and stuff, like for the PS4, and that's not bad.
It isn't bad. I thought it was just fine. $60. They're not even trying to replace their fight compete with the Kinect. It's
they're just like, yeah, well, this is for the Morpheus.
It's like, yeah, you know, it has a microphone array in the front. We got a pretty good camera.
Yep.
Here it is.
Yep. If you want to, like, you know, go on Twitch in Playroom, you can do that too. Which is
yeah.
Insane.
So, did you do Playroom once you got your?
No, camera? I haven't tried it yet.
Okay, it's good for about 10 minutes. However, they did add. There's some things they added to Playroom, and I think they also added something to Share Factory. Mm-hmm. Remember how people were using Playroom to make video like talk shows on Twitch
and porn? Yes.
Well, minus the porn. you remember how like Sony execs were like watching it from day one?
Yeah.
And they clearly liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they liked it enough that it's now an actual feature. I can't remember whether it's an actual feature in Share Factory, which is that app that helps you stream or make clips, or in Playroom. But, I mean, basically, they had to start working on that feature or start telling people to work on that feature as soon as they saw that. So, I mean, clearly that was that stuck with them. That was a use they hadn't thought of, and they loved it.
I think, I think they added some new stuff in Playroom. I think that's what I remember them saying.
You know who's making all that free DLC for Playroom?
Who?
Double Fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep.
Well, I mean, they've been big proponents of cameras as well. And it's funny. And just a note, Double Fine's not making any Kinect anything. Or, you know, Xbox One. So,
yeah.
Something notable. Anyways, let's keep moving on so we can kind of shut this down. We did say we
haven't talked about like the big release today. In my opinion, what is the big release of the day?
Well, the big release today, that you, in your opinion, is also the big release today. In my opinion, which is Final Fantasy 14 2.3, which you know adds Ramu, Chocobo Racing, private housing for you know free company members, three new dungeons. There's hunts now, which are basically the same hunts from like Final Fantasy 12. There's new weaponry, there's a new raid, just overall so much shit. Like
you were freaking out how they integrated the new PvP into the storyline.
Yes, Frontlines. Like basically,
I was like, "Hey, that was the audio from the trailer. Oh, it's actually part of this storyline. Oh, that's cool."
Yeah, I was like, you know, it's funny because like you know, we were talking about this many, 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 many times before how everything in this game seems to be integrated into the main storyline, and I was like, and I didn't think that they were going to do that for Frontlines, and I was because PvP, the other PvP aspect of it, was just kind of relegated to the side as a side content for when you join your grand company. But this one is so integral to the storyline that they literally had a full-on, fully voice-acted section just to say, by the way, this shit is happening and it's real. And I'm
this
like,
this is a big deal because there's actually not that much voice acted content in Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah.
So when you hear it, you know, your brain thinks, oh, this is special.
Mm-hmm. And now they pretty much introduced it like as, and there's like an undercurrent of like, you know, you just kind of, you know, politics with regards to like the Syndicate and Ulda and stuff, which, you know, this is not really spoiling much. But there's a lot of really heavy shit that's happening and it's kind of tied in with the Frontlines, which makes me think, well, maybe there's, you know, I'm almost curious to see if they're going to try to do some sort of storyline element to Frontlines as well, because there's such a huge, strong undercurrent of, you know, story around that PvP that it would be foolish for them not to kind of, you know, do something where depending on your ranks, you actually advance the storyline for your, you know, for your grand company, which would be just totally nuts if that was actually the case, you know?
I did PvP for the first time. I did the 4-on-4.
Mm-hmm.
Why is everybody running in circles?
I don't know. That's a good question.
So, like, I'm chasing this guy, and then, like, right before the match ends, I think, oh, I should have tried to stun him.
Yeah.
Like, we're all getting torn down. It's like, man, I should have been actually trying to stun him. So my DPS could come. It's like, okay, I'm a tank mm-hmm. in a PvP match. What do I do? I'm like, yeah. I don't put out a lot of damage.
Well, they do give you different sets of skills.
Yeah, I noticed that, but I have to, like, hotbar them.
Yeah. Do they give you the same hotbar? Like, as in,
yeah.
You would, oh, really?
Yeah, another thing I discovered, and this is thanks to a thread on Reddit, is there's multiple ways to target things. If you have enemies in your threat list, you can actually hold L1 and press up or down to target those specifically.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a raid, you can press L1 and press left or right to go between groups really fast.
Wow.
I did not know this. This is great for DPS or tanking. If you hold down L2 or R2 and then press L1 or R1,
mm-hmm.
It will switch targets based on the x-axis in your camera, so it'll go to the left regardless of how far or close they are to you.
Wow.
So that's a great way to target multiple targets. I mean, I can't believe how far they thought of making this work with a controller. Japanese designer figured this out should get a medal, because he's done the impossible.
Yeah. To that end, though, we are trying to get to the Final Fantasy Fan Festival, but unfortunately, there was that huge issue with, Eventbrite. I guess they didn't expect, thousands of people trying to, actually log in to buy a ticket.
I couldn't get in. I tried.
Yeah, well, me too. I didn't have the money, but, I was just I'm going to try to see if it worked. And, you know, it's weird because, it dwindled all the way down to, 88 people the last time I saw. And then Square Enix comes back and says, actually, that's not true. It's actually, we still have about close to 500 tickets left. And we only sold, 1,300 of them. So there's still more. So they're still trying to figure out how to do this, because Eventbrite's system is just not capable.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Yeah. A lot of people were frustrated and stuff. They posted a message on their forum saying, we apologize for the inconvenience. The vouchers for people who want to buy will still work if you haven't used them already. But they'll announce something at a future date, because they know a lot of people got really pissed off because they couldn't buy it and stuff. So.
You know, it is really strange with Final Fantasy XIV how good the community relations team is. There's actually a funny thread that one of the translators and community managers posted about about 2.3.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Crystal Tower is based on a Final Fantasy III dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, we could just copy and paste from the Final Fantasy III. And then they get to a creature called Titan, and they're like, ah, crap.
Yeah. Whoops. Can't do that. We already have him in the story.
Then they said, okay, we'll use this name. Awesome. All right. We're cool. 2.3 comes around, and they want to call a boss that same name. And they're like, come on! Did you forget we had this conversation? And then the dev team said, yeah, we forgot.
Yeah. They're very... And that's what I like about this game, is they're very much... They're very open, and, you know, Yoshida, you know, in his GDC talk, you know, he talked about the balance between giving people information, but at the same time holding information back, you know, without actually, you know, just for the sake of a surprise later, you know, like the ninja and rogue announcement,
right. Yeah.
Which is great. But what's interesting, though, is I saw him talk during the E3 stream for Square Enix Presents, because they actually interviewed him live and while they were taking Twitter questions. And somebody actually asked him about, you know, the issue with having a Chocobo companion out and not being able to queue up for the duty finder.
Because, yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah, nobody can do that. And,
that's annoying.
And he was actually said, you know what, I knew somebody was going to bring this up, and he explained exactly why it just can't work, and it would require an extensive retooling of the system. But he said it's something that he's still kind of trying to figure out how to solve, and all the engineering people are still trying to solve, because they didn't really thought it through, and they, you know, apologized profusely for it. But what I got from that is, this dude is very open about it. Like, he wasn't afraid to say, you know what, we done fucked up on this one. And
they have earned so much goodwill for me for making such a smartly designed game, and then what they're doing with how open they are, how well they update it, and I feel what I'm getting from money is they could go and resurrect Hitler, and I'd just be, you know, I'd say, I wish you guys didn't do that.
Yeah. Well, it's, well, I mean, I don't know if I told you about 3.0, but 3.0, which is the first expansion, is allegedly going to have as much content as 2.0 in its release.
Hmm.
So
it's going to double the size of the game.
Basically. Because their stance is that there will be a content update, like a major content update on a 0.1 basis, all the way up leading to 3.0.
Is 3.0 a paid expansion?
Yes.
Probably. We don't know anything about it, but given that it's a subscription MMO and a world of free-to-play, it'll probably be...
Yes.
They're going to price it at either $30 to $40. That's where it's probably going to be.
I'm guessing even $60, because if they're going to basically... If they're already currently saying that it's going to have the same amount of content as they did with 2.0, and I would imagine that it would come with, like, a 50-level cap, like, increase... And like,
wow, if they go from 50 to 100, that's like throwing it in WoW's face. Like, look, our numbers go up this high.
Yeah, because I mean, it's funny because like I was watching a stream today and they're saying like the item levels in WoW are all the way up to like 500 now. And I'm like, how is that even possible?
Well, the item levels are ridiculous. I think it goes up like a whole nother 100 for each expansion.
Did you hear what WoW had to do since the numbers were getting ridiculous? Mm-mm. They just said, all right, we're basically just going to chop off some zeros off everybody.
Oh, God.
So basically, like, you just do less, everything does less damage because the numbers were just getting ridiculous.
Yeah, it's nuts. I was looking at a stream and like one of the newer raids and stuff, and they were dealing like 39,000 or something damage. I'm like, what? Come on!
Wow, when I get over 100 with my fast blade, I'm thinking I'm having a pretty good day. I'm not level 50 yet. I actually took Pugilist because I was bored.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, I'm gonna take another class.
Yeah, because you can do that.
I think I'm just going to take every class in the game, just so I can.
Platinum it.
You don't need to do that to platinum the game.
Oh, that's true, yeah. It's only to crafting.
No, but it's like, okay, you crafted a cloth item. Great, here's a bronze Tofri. Now craft 999 more for the silver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, so far, like, based the storyline for 2.3 has been fantastic, and there's a new Hildebrand quest, which Hildebrand is this kind of goof who kind of reminds me.
I heard about Hildebrand. How do you start it? Do you have to be level 50? Was it expanded? Okay.
Yeah. He starts.
So I haven't missed anything.
Yeah, you start. Well, no, you basically, once you finish the game, basically all these other quests open up, and they're basically like, this game has tons to do at the end game. Yeah, I've been complaining about the Atma grind, but there is more shit than just the Atma grind. There's also raiding. There's, you know, there's a crystal tower. There's now Circus Tower. There's the Binding Coils of Bahamut turns 1 to 10, which have its own storyline separate from the storyline that you get with a tower. The tower has its own storyline too that's separate from the main storyline of the game.
Oh my god. And I feel like this game really does have more content than WoW. Like, right now, like, WoW has 4 expansions, and I would put Final Fantasy XIV as it is now up against WoW as it is now.
Yeah.
And that's something to be said. I'm dead serious.
And they're still adding more features, and the storyline just keeps... And what's interesting is, if you're very aware, if you just look at the storyline, you can pretty much see the roadmap of where this is headed. I personally think that we're going to get a brand new continent in 3.0. That's my thing, because there's already there's two empires that they have mentioned in the patch updates to the main storyline that I'm like, I've never been there. I'm like, that would be the logical thing would be to be able to go there and have like new starting areas in that side of the world.
You know, I'm tempted to ask, I don't even know, does Final Fantasy XIV support 3D?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, I mean, I'm asking because now I'm going to get this 3D TV, and all of a sudden, 3 years late, I care. There's some strange games that support 3D that come out these days, like Hatsune Miku, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, and sadly, there's not a lot. So, all right, well, unfortunately, I do have to cut it short because we are, you know, we kind of started late, but we'll definitely make up next week. I do have an alarm now saying, hey, asshole, by the way, we're recording on, like, Tuesdays at 8:45 now, so... Next week, we will start on time, and we will get
If I win Killer Instinct at EVO, one of you listeners is getting a PS4. I mean
Whoa.
It. Whoa. Well, if I win, I'll be $10,000 richer.
Well, make sure, like, you tweet on the Gamer Horizon Twitter to let them know, like, what streams to watch.
I don't even know what streams to watch yet.
well, you know, just let them know, like, hey, by the way, I'm on here.
I should be a lot better at Twitter, quite mm-hmm. frankly. It's I am not much of a tweeter. I lurk Twitter. I have a lot of people I follow. Yeah. Like,
and let's revive that Gamer Horizon Instagram.
Yeah, if there's anything interesting at EVO,
I'm pretty just. If you're in doubt, just take a photo of it.
If you're in doubt, tout it out, but don't use tout. WWE owns that.
Okay, all right. So unless, I mean, there's like a, there's something that got slipped in the end of this checklist, and I'm like, no, not that. That was the title.
Oh, come on.
What? No.
You told me to follow up.
Oh, okay, fine. Make it quick.
It'll only take a minute. I'm taking, what, you just talked about Final Fantasy 14 for 16 minutes. I don't get 1 minute for Mountain.
Okay, fine.
All right, so I played more Mountain. I have no idea why it had me draw pictures at the beginning. A couple of six-sided dice crash-landed into it from space. I left it on in the background while my girlfriend was making an omelet, and it made noises, and it was funny.
Wow.
That's all I got.
And it's also on now on iOS, which apparently is like one of the fastest-selling games on iOS.
It was kind of funny, because it makes this little like tone every time it wants to say something to you, and my girlfriend kept hearing it, not knowing what it was. Mm-hmm. And, like, every time there's a sunrise, you hear like this kind of like angel singing kind of
what
2 second song, you know, just to signify the sunrise. So she kept hearing that and like looking up like, what the hell is that? And that's the most fun I've had with Mountain.
Like crazy. Well, we'll see. I mean, if I get like enough money by next week, maybe I'll pick it up or something. I don't know. I mean, it is on iOS.
99 cents.
Yeah, 99 cents. So, all right. So that about does it for this episode of Backlog Barbecue. Be sure to tune in next week for more shenanigans, and I'll probably have like more impressions of 2.3, and maybe, you know, I would have gotten my first raid yet. Maybe.
Maybe I'll start playing or not.
Yes, maybe you are. Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? But be sure to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/GamerHorizon. Follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/BacklogBattle_Alex. The longest fucking names ever. And of course, there's Ted at twitch.tv/BacklogBattle_Ted, and Ari whenever you get around to it, which is twitch.tv.
If you're in Alex's channel, like, don't stream Monster because you get banned, apparently. I mean, come on. Look, I want people to start, like, spamming Kappa heads and Bible thumps. I mean, I want it to be lively, like a VGCW broadcast.
Yeah, well,
you're like, don't talk in all caps, and it's like,
that's not me. That's Nightbot. That's Nightbot. Yeah,
you need to tweak your Nightbot.
You take it off. You take it on to him.
No, you modded me so I get around it. I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, there's that too. So anyway, so there's that. But also, if you have any questions, email us at backlogbbqpodcast@gamerhorizon.com. Once again, that's backlogbbqpodcast@gamerhorizon.com. We have voicemail. Maybe you want to use it. Maybe you don't. But either way, it's 470-222-4075. Again, that's 470-222-4075. So until next week, guys, we'll see you guys later.
Bye.